Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good evening. Welcome in. It's the Christian Arcand Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original, and we're here for 4 full hours tonight on the program. That's right, folks. It's not a Thursday. Don't check your calendars. Usually we only have full shows on Thursday, but tonight, a Wednesday, a full 4 hour Wednesday program. I'm Christian Arcand. Thomas Crisafulli back there in place of Joe Braverman tonight. Joe, of course, on the production for the Red Sox game. And the Red Sox pummeling, and I mean pummeling, the Minnesota Twins today. We're all here melting in Boston. The Red Sox on fire out in Minnesota as they really just put their boot on the Twins' throat and did not let up a convincing, very convincing 13-1 win, the type of win that has you thinking, yeah, maybe, you know, this offense could be back. Coming out of the break, it looked like the offense was really in the tank. This is certainly the type of showing and performance that'll get you back thinking that things could be better, will be better going forward. That being said, what Will Fleming had to say just there is extremely important. I'm glad he said it. I'm glad that he's been beating this drum on the official broadcast. I certainly have been on the pre- and post-game show, as well as Red Sox Review and my show. Really, everybody has been, at one point or another, on their soapbox, yelling and screaming about how the Red Sox need to continue to invest in the team this year. It's come with a lot of caveats. They got to add, but I don't want them to trade Jaron Duran. They got to add, but I don't want them to trade Willy Abreu. They should add, but they can't trade Christian Gamble. They should add, but you can't trade Marcelo Meyer. You should add, but it should only be prospects I've never heard of. Or the password, I'm not even going to try. Garcia, the password down in the minors. Let's say, I've heard the password be the centerpiece of a trade for Paul Skeens. It's just that's sort of the mindset that you get in when you get deep in the weeds towards the trade deadline. And the Red Sox are certainly allowing for that to happen because they are really playing their cards close to the vest, if they're playing cards at all. And that's what I want to open with here, because we have a big show tonight. We're not just going to talk Red Sox all night, although this is the last opportunity to do so on this show anyway, in this time slot before the trade deadline tomorrow at 4 o'clock. So we will have a heavy, heavy dose of baseball tonight, heavy dose of Red Sox, heavy dose of trade deadline, as there has been a bunch of moves made today already. More moves for the Yankees, the Angels picking up some relievers, some Red Sox sloppy seconds relievers from last year's trade deadline, as a matter of fact. The Cincinnati Reds going out there and making some ads. A team that has been struggling around 500 a lot of this year, too, and a team that has a very good young pitching staff and some good young, exciting players. They're trying to get better. The Red Sox, though, according to Sean McAdam and many other people, are playing their cards close to the vest. They've gone into stealth mode. They are not talking to anybody. It's all very mysterious. I don't like that. I don't like it. I see the occasional update about how they should be interested in Yandy Diaz. Not that they are, but that they should be. That was Buster Olney's big thing a couple days ago. Red Sox really should be interested in Yandy Diaz. Okay, well, are they interested in Yandy Diaz? I agree they should be, but are they or not? Red Sox should get another starting pitcher. Right, yeah, they should. You're right. Are they planning to? Like, I don't know. I thought that was awkwardly phrased. Then you start hearing about Mitch Keller with the Pirates, who I would be fine. If that's who they end up getting at the deadline, I'd be happy with Mitch Keller. Depending on what you have to give up to get him, I wouldn't go crazy for Mitch Keller in terms of prospects or major league ready play. But you are talking about a starting pitcher. You are talking about a guy having a career year on a bad team. That's exactly what a team like the Red Sox should be targeting. That's who they should be going for. That's the way these things tend to go. And in fairness, the other side of that coin is when a team has a starting pitcher at the deadline, and it's not 37-year-old James Paxton or, you know, some guy on the end of his career. That generally means, that they are going to squeeze you till at last drop. I mean, really, it's not a fair fight. They know they have the advantage, and they try and squeeze these teams to the point of no return. And that's why you don't see these moves happen very often. And when you do, it's a team going all in, going for it, balls to the wall. Here it is. This is it, boys. We're making our push. And are the Red Sox there? Are the Red Sox that team? Is Craig Breslow that guy? Is John Henry that guy? Is Alex Cora that guy? Is this team that team? I don't know that we have an answer yet. I really don't. And I hate to say that because the Sox are playing well right now. That was a great series win against the Dodgers, and this was a nice turnaround to beat the Twins. And win these last two games, pummeling them with runs and some good starting pitching from Giolito, a good start from Brian Bayo after a couple iffy starts from both those guys. Crochet continuing to pitch well. Walker Buehler with a decent start the other day against the Dodgers. You know, like, things are happening here. But I don't know that this team has declared itself something special yet. Now, you don't have to be something special to add at the deadline, I don't think. But I do get the sense that that's how John Henry thinks. You want me to go out there and do what? And trade prospects and extend, trade for a player we have to extend and cut a big check? You want me to do that for this team? This team that's been stuck around 500 all year? You know what I mean? Like, I just, that's the attitude that permeates from up top. That's the way it sounds. That's the way it looks. That's the way it's looked for the last couple of years. The last couple of years, this team has treated the trade deadline like a chore that they had to get out of the way. Like, okay, we don't want to make any trades, but we have to do something, otherwise our fans are going to get mad. So let's trade for Danny Jansen and James Paxton and a couple of relievers who stink. Let's see how that goes over. Not great. Let's trade for Hosmer, you know, let's trade for whoever. And just get these people off our backs. They don't want to do anything at the trade deadline. They don't want to go out there and make some big commitment. They don't want to go out there and get ripped off. That's really what it is. They don't want to go out there and get ripped off. And I hate to say it, but as each trade deadline goes by, unless you're dealing for a rental, and that's happened. We've seen that now. We've seen that all through the league, really all through the American League. You're seeing rentals going left and right, and they're going to the teams that you're directly competing with. Ahmed Rosario, Ryan McMahon, Naylor, etc. They're all going to these teams in the American League. Rentals. Rental bats. You got them for a month and a half, and they're there for the playoff push, and whatever you do after that is
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Between you and the Lord, but you know, this is how it's going. And the Red Sox just don't seem interested. They don't seem interested in a move for a rental because moves for rentals are not efficient. You're only getting him for this amount of time. Then you have to decide if you want to pay him. And having to pay a guy who's 30 years old is not efficient. So, you know, we don't really want to go down that road. We don't really want to get into a situation like this. And they'll make up some phrase. They'll say something like, we don't want to sacrifice wins today for wins tomorrow. Or whatever the hell the thing is, you know, that they've been saying for the last 3 years. When are we going to get to the wins tomorrow, by the way? When's that going to start? Because we've been sacrificing these wins today as not to give up on wins tomorrow. And the wins tomorrow just don't seem to be coming at the rate that I was expecting. And again, I'm saying all of this after a big win. And I understand it sounds like I'm whining here. But I am getting upset. I am getting upset by the prospect of this team winning this series, winning these two series against the Dodgers and the Twins. Going into the trade deadline, secure in a wild card spot. By the way, do we have a score on the Yankees? Do we know what, are they playing right now? Or they already played? The Yankees have not started yet. They started 7. Yankees and the Rays. The Red Sox won their game and are now just a half game back of the Yankees for the first wild card. And if the Yankees lose, they'll be in a tie. And the Red Sox have the tiebreaker because they have been just pistol whipping the Yankees this year every time they play them. So, in other words, there's a chance here, depending on how that game goes, there's a chance that the Red Sox will be second place in the AL East and owners of the first wild card at the trade deadline. And there's a really good chance they're still not going to make an impact move. And they'll give you an excuse about how they couldn't find the right one, but just think of that. Think of that. At certain points this year, they were 5 games out of the wild card. Like, they were dead in the water not that long ago. And now here they are, potentially, the number one wild card team. And while other teams around them are all being proactive in an effort to maintain their spot, hold off a hot team like the Red Sox, who are playing well right now. I'm not going to pretend like they aren't. But while all that's going on, we're hearing that the Red Sox are in stealth mode. We're hearing that they're very concerned about the inefficiencies of this particular trade deadline market. We hear, don't get your hopes up. That's what I'm hearing. That's what I've been hearing. And I hate hearing that. Because my hopes are very high. You know, like, I have very high hopes for this team. I've had high hopes for this team all year. Even when Rafi Devers opened the season, opened the first day of spring training by crying about moving to DH. Even when he tried to be the biggest downer of all time, I still had high hopes for this team. And you should have high hopes for this team. They're playing the way we all expected that they could. And it's not super consistent. I'll grant you that. But they've shown, with all of the unevenness of this entire season, they've shown that in a wide-open American League that saw the Yankees plummet and the Blue Jays pass them, the Detroit Tigers go in this awful slump that they're in, you name it. I mean, listen, the Rays were a good team. They've completely fallen apart. Seattle is nothing special. Texas is nothing special. I mean, we're going to see the Houston Astros this weekend at Fenway. We'll see how special they are. There's no reason to think. The Blue Jays aren't really any better than the Red Sox, in my opinion. On paper, I don't see a team in Toronto that should be, well, that's the best team in the American League. No. They may have the best record right now. They're no better than you. and they've already made some moves. Get in the game. Get in the game, Red Sox. That's my plea. That's what I'm begging for. Because this was a fun game. And a fun couple of days here. A fun 48 hours out there in Minnesota. After a horrible plane ride. A horrible plane ride and a horrible opener with a horrible rain delay and a horrible ending. Since then, it's been pretty good. Trevor Story. Jaron Duran just hitting taters left and right. Romy Gonzalez. Yoshida. Hitting home runs off Clemens' kid. How great was that? Oh, that was awesome. I'm sitting there going, yeah, leave him in there. Cody Clemens throwing the Ephus pitch. Oh, that was awesome. You think Roger was watching that and just like grinding his teeth? You know, just watching his kid go out there throwing meatballs to the Red Sox in like an 11-run game and watching them just tattoo his pitches and just going, God, duh. I bet somewhere he was not enjoying that. I bet somewhere Roger Clemens, and I know Roger and the team have mended all the fences and that they're all good now. And he goes up there and he hangs out in the Nesson booth and he hangs out with Will and everybody in the WEEI booth. But I'm just here to say that I have not forgiven Roger Clemens. I may never forgive Roger Clemens. I don't, you know, when Clemens came back and people were mad at him when he was on the Blue Jays and then again on the Yankees, I was one of those people. And I don't just flip on a dime, okay? I've also never met the guy. If I met him in the studio and he was nice to me, I'd probably be like, all right, fine, I forgive you. But I haven't, so that's how it works. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We got 630 headlines coming up here in just a moment. I have some thoughts on Brian Bello, on Jaron Duran, and Roman Anthony. But really, I just wanted to put that plea out there to open the show. That you have a seat at the table, Red Sox. Craig Breslow, your team has a seat at the table right now. John Henry, seat at the table. And there's a bunch of teams on the floor. You're not one of them. You're at the table. You're not at the head of the table, but you're there. Don't let these people push you to the floor, okay? Don't let these other teams muscle you out of the way. There's no excuse for that. There's no reason for that. It is well past the point of worrying about market efficiencies and inefficiencies. This is about a potentially special season, and I think this can be a special season for the Red Sox. I do. If 2021 was considered a special season, this team's better than the 2021 team, in my opinion. Like, considerably better. And it would be a shame if they don't get to prove it. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We'll get to your phone calls here in just a moment. Thomas Cristofulli is going to get you caught up on what's trending. We got your 630 headlines coming your way. Bunch of trades to tell you about that were all executed today. The Yankees, the Angels, the Reds. We got Vince McMahon in a car crash. We have the wildest story I've ever heard about Gilbert Arenas and these poker games he was having with the Israeli mafia at his mansion, which we'll get to later on in the show. But right now, here's Thomas Cristofulli with what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.